Blessed Are the Peacemakers by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. When it comes to conflicts on social media, or in the office, home, or family events, how effective are you at bringing peace to situations? Do you jump in and take sides, or do you look for ways to promote harmony? As a kid, I remember sitting in the back seat of my parents' car on a dark, rainy night, lost in a questionable area in Chicago, with my mom and dad upset at the situation and at each other. After Dad called a man standing hidden in the dark street over to ask directions, my backseat praying for God's direction turned me toward action. With little to no map reading experience of my own, I grabbed the map and started giving my dad directions to the church we were trying to find. Although I'm not really sure how much it helped, it did seem to turn the tide of the angry car atmosphere and de-escalate the situation. In my family's traveling nightmare, it diffused the anger and helped my parents to get on the right path to our destination. Like James 3:18 explains, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Looking back, I realized my dad, who lived in a small Ohio farming community and had an aversion to big cities, was probably fearful of being lost. He was vulnerable on the back streets of Chicago. He was most likely afraid for the safety of his family. In fearful situations, God's remedy for it is his peace. As 2 Thessalonians 3:16 reveals, there's only one true source of peace, the Lord himself, who is able to give you peace at all times in every way. And there's no situation that can keep his peace from you. When you choose to step in as a mediator, you're following Christ's example as the peacemaker between God and mankind. As 1 Timothy 2:5 explains, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus." Taking opportunities to be a peacemaker brings you benefits too. 2 Corinthians 13:11 details this concept. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Setting your goal to become a peacemaker like Jesus will bring God's love and peace to your life. As Isaiah 26:3 explains, God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind keeps steadfast in trusting him. Lean on Philippians 4:7, which encourages you, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.